وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance, and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him till Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. I'd like to welcome you all for continuation of our series of tafsir for the last juz'i amma. And today, inshallah, we have a new surah, which is Surah Al-Humazah. The Surah Al-Humazah, surah number 104, the slanderer. Surah Al-Humazah. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. ويل لكل همزة لمزة الذي جمع مالا وعدده يحسب أن ماله أخلده كلا لينبذن في الحطمة وما أدراك ما الحطمة نار الله الموقدة التي تطلع على الأفئدة إنها عليهم مؤصدة في عمد ممددة. سورة الهمزة is a Meccan surah, which means that it revealed to the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم before his migration to Al-Madinah. This surah consists of 9 verses, and the surah dealing with a specific subject, which is the proper behavior and the proper manner. The surah displacing a person who is involved in backbiting or slander, or a person who always looking down upon others, reflecting this by his words or by his action. It may be that the surah related to a specific person who used to do such action in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nevertheless, that the surah is addressing anybody who may indulge in such behavior, the backbiting, and the slander. The surah started with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ويل لكل همزة لمزة ويل لكل همزة لمزة ويل وو لي فور كل every humazatin slanderer lumada backbiter alladhi jama'a malan wa'addada verse number 2 الذي جمع مالا وعدد الذي هو جمع the verb which means had gathered or collected مالا a wealth و and عدده عدد a verb in the past tense which means counted the ha referring to the wealth so the ha is a pronoun وعدده and count it verse number 3 يحسب أن ماله أخلده again يحسب أن ماله أخلده يحسب he guess or he thinks أن that ماله مال wealth the ha is a pronoun referring to him that means his wealth أخلده will make him last أخلده من الخلود to live forever verse number 4 كلا لينبذن في الحطمة again كلا لينبذن في الحطمة كلا that ربع which means nay لينبذن لام for توكيد to make sure لينبذن verb in the past verb in the future or present tense which means لينبذن verily he will be thrown في means in الحطمة the crusher which one of the names of hell fire or the one which destroy things verse number 5 وما أدراك ما الحطمة again وما أدراك ما الحطمة where means in, ma what, adaraka is a verb connected to a pronoun. The pronoun is the kaf in the end, which means you. Adaraka a verb, so adaraka means will make you know. Ma what? Al-Hutama, the crushing fire. Verse number 6. نَارُ اللَّهِ الْمُوْقَدَةِ. Again, نَارُ اللَّهِ الْمُوْقَدَةِ. نَار fire. نَارُ اللَّهِ is مُضَاف and مُضَاف إِلَيْهِ. That mean been attributed to Allah for ownership and position, the fire of Allah. Al-Muqada, kindled. Verse number 7. التي تط طالع على الأفئدة. Again, التي تطالع على الأفئدة. التي referring to hellfire, which means التي which. تطلع a verb laps up. Go over. Reach to. على upon or over. Preposition. الأفئدة is a noun which is the plural of Fu'ad. Fu'ad means a heart. So Al-Af'ida means the heart. Verse number 8. إِنَّهَا عَلَيْهِمْ مُؤْصَدَةٌ. Again, إِنَّهَا عَلَيْهِمْ مُؤْصَدَةٌ. إِنَّ and هَا. إِنَّ means verily. هَا pronoun referring to hellfire. إِنَّهَا verily it. عَلَى عليهم is على and him. Pronoun connected to pronoun. Pronoun connected to preposition. على and whom. على means on. Whom means them. عليهم upon them or on them. مؤصدة closed, shut down. مُؤْصَدَة shall be closed. Verse number 9 and the last verse. فِي عَمَدٍ مُمَدَّدَة. Again, في عمد ممددة. في means in. عمد, عمد is a plural of عمود, and it can be also be عماد, pillars, pillars. ممددة, stretched force. ممددة, stretched force. الحمد لله. Now a general meaning and a total translation for Surah Al-Humazah. Surah Al-Humazah, Surah 104, the slanderer. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Woe to every slander and backbiter who has gathered wealth and counted. He thinks that his wealth will make him last forever. Nay, verily, he will be thrown into the crushing fire. And what will make you know what the crushing fire is? The fire of Allah kindled, which laps up over the hearts. Verily, it shall be closed upon them in pillars stretched forth. The tafsir of the surah, Surah Al-Humazah, when a surah talks about a certain character, that means it warning us against this character and encourage us to be a different from it. So if the surah telling us about lying, that mean we have to be truthful. If a surah talks to you about being stingy, that mean discouraging you and teach you to be charitable. The surah started with wail, which mean woe or a punishment. It's very serious that the surah starting with the punishment. It is a term which means a punishment or a serious. Chastising, waiting for such person or comes as a reward, as a result of such action. That means punishment with no doubt. To whom? To every person who indulge in such action and behavior, a punishment is waiting upon him. This for the person who gets involved in hams and lams, or hams or lams. This is two expressions, two acts which a Muslim have to stay away from it. The first one is hams, and the second one is lams. And the hams usually done by action, and the lams usually done by words. A general quality, which is a bad quality. But whatever actions that you do, or whatever word that you may say, if you move, twinkle your eye, or if you stick your tongue, or you wave your hand, with expressions that mean this person is nothing. Or look at him. Watch. If people say or do certain remarks to put down from others, showing that others are nothing. They don't know nothing. They don't mean nothing. Or a person may come directly and say, in the person's face or behind his back, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like such a quality, doesn't like such action. As a result of this, he doesn't like, neither he welcome a person who involved in such thing. Say woe to him. A punishment, chastisement waiting upon a person who do hamd or lamd for others. It shows you that the matter is so serious. It's not only when you talk that it counts against you, but even if you wave or make any kind of mark, that it will be recorded against you. We shouldn't disgrace others, neither we should look down upon others. Never ever think that you're better than others. And this because a person is so busy with other people's mistakes, other people's faults, as a result of this, he never can improve himself because he doesn't have time to be busy with his own faults and his own mistakes, so he only watching for other people's mistakes. And as a result of this, he always making a comment or digesting or a move or a hint towards how bad or how short in their work they are. In addition to this person, his concern is nothing but a dunya life, the material thing, a total concern of collecting the money. But collecting the money is not a problem. Collecting the money from halal to be spent and utilize it fi sabilillah is good. But you find the verse saying, who had gathered wealth and counted. So the main priority is gathering wealth, not spending the wealth. The surah is not saying anything. So this person had dedicated, or she dedicated, their life for only getting the money. And they have nothing to stay busy with except count the money. Make sure that this money always increase, no decrease, no spending. Money became their main goal, not the spending. Gathering the money and counting the money. So they concern, they have too much love with this money. Why? Because the assumption of such a person that money is everything. Money what is going to save him. Money is going to raise him in ranks. He will get respected because his money. People will smile to him because his money. Even in the day of judgment, if somebody ever have to go to Jannah, he will be the person because he is rich. it doesn't work like this. Even if it works in this dunya, it doesn't work in the akhirah. If people welcome you, respect you because your money, and you can go to places and get things because you have money, it doesn't work like this in the akhirah. So this person who thinks that he's better than others, as a result of this, he's backbiting others, slander others, he's making remarks upon their action, upon their form of creation, or their way of presenting themselves. They don't like anything about others, or what they like about themselves. This person also, he lived for the gathering of the money, nothing else, and counting the money, making sure that always increase, no spending. And why he's doing this? Because he said and he think that money, everything, is going to give him happiness, it will give him life, it will give him prestige, it will give him everything that he may think about it. But in actuality is not. And Allah say, Kalla, nay, is not what you're thinking, is not what you're assuming. Money is not going to help you. Money is not going to help you. And Allah say, nay. And after this he say, for sure, such a person who living in such a behavior will be thrown, not enter, but will be thrown, cast in hell fire. So the way even of entering hell fire is so humiliated, he will be thrown, like he's throwing things that you don't need, you throw it away. So this person will enter hellfire, but he will be thrown into hellfire. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the place of such person, he did not say fire, but he say al-hutama, al-hutama, the crushed one. So serious description, a name for hellfire, al-hutama. But what will make you to imagine or to understand or to realize what is the crushing one is? You never saw it, you never experienced it, but you better get to know that Allah had prepared it, that already exists, that it has malaikatum ghilazun shidad. It has angels which is severe, mighty, rough and tough. What is the crusher? That crushed everything that goes in it, turn it to pieces, drown it, destroy it. That is Narullah, the fire of Allah, the fire that has been created by Allah and prepared by Allah and been decreed for punishment for those who deserve it by Allah. So it is Narullah. And as since it is Narullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never been unjust or unfair with anyone. So those who go to hellfire, and those who are going to be thrown in the crushed one, and those who will be there, is by Allah His justice, because His subhanahu wa ta'ala is adl and fair. It is Narullah, and no one will enter it except those who deserve it, due to their action, due to their false belief, due to their bad behavior and misconduct. This fire is so severe and so serious that it will reach to the heart, the inward of the human being. We understand that it's going to reach every place, but Allah specifically saying it will reach to their hearts. Why specifically the hearts? Because the heart is the most important place. Because the heart was the center and was the roots of all the actions. Because this hamz and lamz, the backbiting and the slander, and the love of the money and the counted, it didn't stem from any place except from the heart. This fire, innaha alayhim muqsada. This fire, there is no escape from it, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shut the doors, the gates of fire will be shut, will be locked. So there is no hope, no chance for escape or runaway. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كلما أرادوا أن يخرجوا منها أعيدوا فيها. Every time they try to escape it, Allah will return them and put them back in it. That means they will be brought closer to the gates or the doors of fire, which is their hopes will be built up and think that they be getting out or they getting some rest, but they will be dragged back again to the midst of the fire. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us all from hellfire with His mercy and His generosity. He's able to do all things. Ameen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us, in addition to the doors of hellfire is locked, there is also pillars. Verily it shall be closed upon them in pillars stretch forth. Subhanallah, a total security and a total enforcement. No way that they can open these doors, no way they can escape. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us about the seriousness of hellfire, so we can fear it, so we can stay away from all actions and all things that bring us to hellfire or closer to hellfire. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cleanse us from our sins, that Allah elevate us to what's pleasing to Him, that Allah take us away from the slander and the backbiting and acting or saying anything displeasing to Him, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us away from hellfire and keep us from all acts and all things that bring us to hellfire, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seal our actions with good deed, that Allah give us sincerity in what we do and what we say. Indeed, Allah is able to do all things. And with this, inshallah, we come to the end of Tafsir, Surah 104, Surah Al-Humazah. And before we close, we recite it inshallah again. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويل لكل همزة لمزة الذي جمع مالا وعدده يحسب أن ماله أخلده كلا لينبذن في الحطمة وما أدراك ما الحطمة نار الله الموقدة التي تطلع على الأفئدة إنها عليهم مؤصدة في عمد ممددة. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أن نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. إن شاء الله, if anybody have a question related to the surah, you may ask. Otherwise, this will be the end of our class for today. جزاكم الله خيرا for listening. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.